Welcome to K through 3rd Reading Made Simple, the podcast for early childhood and primary teachers who want to teach reading with confidence, clarity, and heart. My name is Amanda Bowen, and I am a reading interventionalist and your host. Here we focus on building strong readers and writers using practical, evidence-based strategies grounded in the science of reading research without the overwhelm. You'll find clear, simple ideas that you can adapt and use in a way that works best for your classroom. We'll also talk about organization, routines, and teacher lifestyle habits to help you protect your time, your energy, and your joy. Because great instruction starts with a supported teacher. Let's build strong readers and a teaching life that feels lighter, calmer, and more confident. Have you ever felt like reading instruction has become confusing? One trainer says one thing, your curriculum says another, social media says something completely different, and suddenly you're hearing phrases like science of reading, structured literacy, balanced literacy, and you're thinking, am I doing this right? Today's episode is here to bring clarity, calm, and confidence back into your reading block. Today's episode is called The Science of Reading and Structured Literacy, What Teachers Really Need to Know. By the end of today's episode, you'll understand what the science of reading actually means, learn how structured literacy fits into that research, and feel more confident in your instructional choices. Let me tell you about a moment that changed how I viewed reading instruction. Have you ever had students who everyone said would be fine because they were surrounded by books? I remember sitting in a meeting listening to someone say, kids just need more exposure to books. And I kept thinking, but what about the students who aren't picking it up? Because I had those students who love story time, who are immersed in print, who heard rich language all day long, and yet reading still felt impossible for them. They weren't broken. They weren't lazy. They simply needed explicit instruction in how reading actually works. Realizing that was my first true step into learning about the science of reading, and suddenly everything started to make sense. So what is the science of reading? It's not a program, it's not a curriculum, it's not a trend. It's a large body of research collected over decades across multiple fields: education, psychology, neuroscience, and linguistics. That explains how the brain learns to read, what skills are required, how those skills develop, and which teaching methods are most effective. From this research, we are able to identify what actually works and what doesn't. Here's why this matters to you. Understanding this research gives you clarity instead of confusion. It removes guilt and guesswork, helps you make confident instructional decisions, and supports struggling readers in meaningful ways. You might hear things like, kids will just pick it up naturally. This feels too scripted. Or, we don't want to take the joy out of reading, but here's what we know to be true. Speaking develops naturally. Reading does not. Reading has to be taught. And when students are explicitly taught how reading works, joy doesn't disappear. It grows because confidence grows. Let's take a look at what structured literacy actually is. Structured literacy is the instructional approach that aligns with the science of reading. Think of it this way. The science of reading tells us what works, and structured literacy shows us how to teach what works. It provides clear instruction, step-by-step skill building, and explicit teaching of phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension. Here's why it impacts your classroom. It removes confusion and replaces it with structure. So your students are going to stop guessing, begin decoding, understand how words work, and build lasting reading skills. Here are some strategies that you can use now. We want to follow a phonics scope and sequence. So let's break down some of the words in that. Phonics is how we teach students to connect the sounds that they hear in words to letters that they see on the page so they can actually read the words. When we talk about scope, we're talking about what skills we're teaching and how deep we want to go into each of those concepts. We want to make sure that all the essential reading skills are intentionally included over time. However, the sequence is just as important because this is talking about the order in which we teach those skills. We want to go from easy concepts to more complex ones so that students can build reading skills step by step. Think of math. We needed to learn addition before we could learn multiplication. In other words, we're teaching the sounds or phonemes and the letters they represent or graphemes by going from simple to more complex or a more progressive manner. We also want to model decoding out loud. So think back to the last episode where I talked about the I do, we do, you do method. And this is when I'm doing instruction, I need to model what I'm thinking so that students know what's going on in my mind. And they can also start to think about their own thinking, have that metacognition as well. And as far as decoding goes, it's when students use what they know about that letter-sound relationship to sound out and read unfamiliar words rather than guessing or memorizing them. We want to teach skills directly, not through discovery alone. And this is very important. We want to review previously taught skills daily for a couple of different reasons. First, we want students to be able to practice what they've learned so that they do not forget those concepts. And then the second thing is, a lot of times those earlier skills are going to be prerequisites for the more complex phonic skills that we are going to be teaching later. Now let's take a look at what the research shows about why this supports all learners. Structured literacy is especially important for students with dyslexia, but it benefits every learner because it reduces cognitive or your mental overload. Let's think of it this way. Cognitive overload happens when students are asked to juggle too much information at once, which really makes it harder for their brains to process, learn, and remember what's being taught. So through that repeated practice, they're going to reduce that mental overload. Structured literacy also builds automaticity or reading words quickly with accuracy. Another thing is that it's going to strengthen those neural reading pathways, which is just a fancy way to say that it's going to connect things in the brain through explicit, repeated instruction that allows students to recognize words and read things more efficiently over time. It's going to support long-term retention, which is that lasting learning. We want students to retain the information from the lessons that we teach. Here's how this positively impacts you. When we use structured literacy, your classroom becomes calmer, your lessons become clearer, and your students become more confident. Here are some strategies that you can use now. Before phonics instruction, I like to start with a daily phonemic awareness routine. This is going to be your auditory or sound drills where we say something and ask students to respond by changing the sounds. Another strategy that I like to use when I'm doing phonemic awareness and during phonics instruction is to use multi-sensory tools like sound boxes and letter tiles. These are also great to use with word chains and dictation. Next, we want students to be able to decode each sound within a word, not memorize the entire word. So if I see a student is sounding out the first couple of sounds and then making up what they think the other sounds are going to be in the word, I have them stop. I provide them with a little bit more scaffolding, and we go over some strategies and some phonic skills for how to read that word with accuracy. Before we jump back in, I want to share something just for you. If you're tired of spending hours planning and still feeling behind, I created a free teacher checklist of my 3 must-have apps with a bonus lesson plan template included to help make things easier. Inside, you'll discover the 3 top digital tools to simplify lesson planning, support structured literacy, and give your students self-checking phonics practice. Grab your free checklist at MsAmandaBowen.com/free, and Ms. Amanda Bowen is all one word. I'd love to welcome you into our teacher community. All right, let's jump back into the episode. Next, we want students to be able to decode each sound within a word, not memorize the entire word. So if I see a student is sounding out the first couple of sounds and then making up what they think the other sounds are going to be in the word, I have them stop. I provide them with a little bit more scaffolding, and we go over some strategies and some phonics skills for how to read that word with accuracy. Another strategy that I like to provide is repeated practice. Students need repeated practice to be able to master those phonics skills that we have taught them. Think of driving a car. When we first learned how to drive a car, there were so many things that we had to think about, from turning on our blinker to putting the car in park, so many different little things, because we were learning this new skill. And the same is true for our students. As they're learning how to apply their new skill, they need to be able to practice it over and over again to really develop that mastery. Let's talk about structured literacy and balance literacy. So both of them are techniques that we can use to work on reading and writing, but they're a little bit different. So balance literacy emphasizes exposure and discovery. Things are going to be applied. And structured literacy emphasizes direct, systematic teaching of how reading works. Exposure is important, but it cannot replace instruction. I don't know if you've ever made an assumption and then come to find out it's not correct. I've done that definitely when it comes to song lyrics, as I thought I knew a song lyric, and then I saw it printed and I was like, nope, I did not get that correct. I wasn't even close. And the same thing can happen with instruction when we lead with an implied type of approach. Struggling readers need clarity, not assumptions. So let's talk about some more strategies that you can use now. As I was saying before, we want to explicitly teach those sound symbol relationships. And once students have been able to practice the phonics skill, and I then want to move into decodable text for practice. A decodable text is going to be a text that has all of the phonics skills that I have already taught, so those simpler phonics skills, plus the phonics skill that we are currently working on. This is going to reduce guesswork because students are not coming into as much contact with words that they have to guess at. They're actually able to use their phonics skills to decode or read the words in front of them. However, decodable texts do include high-frequency words, but most of the words will be words that they can decode. With a decodable text, I like to focus on accuracy before speed. Our first read, we will read it for accuracy. On the second read, we'll read it for speed. And on the third read, we'll read it for porosity or emotion. And a great practice with this is to first model the reading so that they can see how you read with accuracy, speed, and porosity all at once before you have them start practicing the piece. Let's recap. The science of reading explains how reading develops. Structured literacy is the approach that applies that research, and structured literacy supports all learners, especially struggling readers. Most importantly, you are not behind. Every new strategy that you learn is proof that you're a reflective teacher who keeps showing up for kids. Thanks for listening to the K through 3rd Reading Made Simple podcast. Just remember, teacher friend, I'm not here to tell you what to do in your classroom. Everything I share is meant to support you by sharing research-backed ideas and what has worked in my own teaching, not to give individualized advice. Take what's helpful, leave the rest, and always choose what works best for you and your students. Stay connected with the K-3rd Reading Made Simple podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical literacy strategies and ideas to make teaching, reading, and writing feel simpler and more joyful. Click subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join our growing community of K-3rd teachers who are passionate about helping students succeed. Let's make teaching reading and writing simpler, more effective, and more joyful.